Yud Elul, Tuesday the 25th of August, Rabbi Avraham Moshe Cohen, Machnisei Rachamim, who are we addressing?
Before I begin, I'd like to thank the organisers and the participants of the Torah Away, the Mevla Dikas, and I thank them very much for the privilege and the honour of being able to say a few words this morning. The title is exactly what I want to speak about. Is addressing our tefillos to malachim. It's a very complicated, complex, philosophical and halachic shaila. I won't do it full justice, but we'll offer a few ma'arim makomos. First of all, let's quote two of the most well-known slichos that actually use these words. One starts, Machnisei Rachamim, we're addressing the Malachim, and there are Malachim who are Machnisei Rachamim. They take the pleas that we make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy, and Hachnisu Rachamim, we ask them please to take these and usher them in before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lifnei Bala Rachamim. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bala Rachamim. And the Tefillah continues, Mashmei Tefillah, those malachim who make heard the sound of prayer, hashmius filoseinu, they should make our prayers heard if they shemer tzfilah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shemer tzfilah, hashmei tzadokah, those malachim who hear the cries of the Jewish people, hashmius hakoseinu, those malachim should hear our cries, if named shemer tzadokah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who hears the cries, machnisei dima, should take our tears, Bifnei Melech Misratzim B'Tzemois, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who finds favor to a person's tears. This Slicha is without any doubt, according to everybody, a request for the Malachim to do what we ask them to do. It's a Tefillah to Malachim. The next one, again, can't go all the way through all the Slichas, but it's a theme that appears. We talk to the Malachim, we daven to the Malachim, we are Mispalel. This is from the major Slicha of the second day of Slichos, and it also starts with the word Malachei Rachamim, our angels of mercy, Meshase Elyon, servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Most High, Chalunu Pnei El, please entreat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'meitid Higoyon, with eloquent speech, Ula Yochis Am Oni, perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have pity on his poor people, the Evyon, his destitute people, Ula Yerachim, perhaps he would have mercy. See from these two, many others, that we are addressing the Malachim. Is that mutter? And we will start by quoting Yerushalmi, and we will see that it is very difficult. The Yerushalmi says as follows, Rab Yudin Omer Mishmei Didei. Rab Yudin said in his own name, a very interesting Rosh from the Yerushalmi by Agav, because up till now he's been quoting Rab Yitzchok. So Omer Rab Yitzchok, Omer Rab Yudin Omer Rab Yitzchok. So now he's going to say something in his own name. Boss of Adam, normal human being, Yeshlo Patron, he's got a patron. In Bosle is Tzorah, Yechas V'Shalom, some difficulty comes upon this person. Einoi nichnois etzloi pisoim. He won't enter the home of his patron suddenly. El abova oimidlai al pisro shel patroinoi. He'll come and stand outside at the entrance. V'koyre le'avdoi will call the servants of his patron. Oilevem veisoi, or a member of the household. For oime, and then the servant or the member of the household will enter. And he will say, Ishplayni Omer al Pesach Chatzerechot. So and so, your good friend is standing outside in your courtyard. And then, and only then, Shema perhaps Machnisoi, Veshema Manichoi. Perhaps the patron will ask him in, or leave him to stand outside. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. In Bozal Odom Tzorot, Chas V'Sholom, person should have any Tzorot. Lo Yitzaveich. Says the Yerushalmi, do not cry out. This man should not cry out. Lo le Michael, v'lo le Gabriel. Not to the Malach Michael, not to the Malach Gabriel. and the Yerushalmi is quoting, Rabbi Yudin is quoting who the two greatest Malachim and Shemayim are. Don't call out to them. El Oli Yitzaver, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, call out directly to me. V'ani Oina Lo Ma'ad, I will answer him immediately. Ahad Chsiv, that is what it's written in the Pasuk in Yoel. Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yemalet. Anyone who calls out in the name of Hashem will be saved. Kla from Yerushalmi, one does not call out to Gavriel or Michal. How far does that go? The Ramban, the Shoinim, in Sefer Torah Hashem Tzimima, writes as follows. For Ha'avodah Zorah Hashlishis, the third act of Avodah Zorah refers to Ha'avodim, those who serve angels. It goes a little further. So he says, he feels that Malachim have some power, or they should be some sort of intermediary between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but of them are some when he serves them. The Nira, says the Ramban, and it would appear, to daven to them in this manner, Osulon. Kemosha Amru Bahagodah, as it says in the Haggadah, and he quotes this Yerushalmi, that it's also to cry out, even to Gavriel and Michael, it's also. And then he writes at the end, Olefiza, and according to this, Osur Lon Uloime, it is forbidden for us to say, Machnisei Rachamim. And so it would appear that the Rambam says the same. Besef Hamado in Yad, he paskins as part of Avodah Zorah. Not going to quote the Rambam inside, the Rambam's there, but I want to quote the Rambam in Perek Chelek, in his introduction to the Mishnayos, on which is founded the 13 Animamim that many people are now to say after Tefillah. And he writes like this: Shu Yisporeich Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hu Haroyu LaAvdo LaGadloi. It is in place. It is proper. It is correct to serve him, to make his name great, LaHoydia Gedulasoi, and to make his greatness known, LaAsos Mitzvosav, to fulfill his mitzvahs. LaYasu Kazeh, but you should not do this. LeMishu Tachtov Matzias. Anyone, or any being, which is of a lower existence than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. What does he mean? For example, Min HaMalachim, the angels, don't serve them. Kochavim, stars, Galgalim, spheres, Yesodes, elements. Umash Mukhav Mahem, and anything is made out of these areas. Lefi Bikosh Shekulam, all these things that I have mentioned, says the Rambam, Mutboim V'Alp Ulosom. They are given their nature by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What they are is created by Hashem. They are given teva, their nature is given to them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mishpat, v'loi bechira, they have no choice. Very, very wide subject of the within the elements of what we're speaking is whether a malach has any bechira or not. And therefore, we should only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein, Ein roel of them, it's not correct to serve them. Deleos emtsoim lekarvom elov. They should not become intermediaries in order that we should be able to come close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elo elov bilvad yechavni machshavos. Any machshavos that we have should be exclusively to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yonichu kol mashiluzulosoi. Leaving behind anything else. Bezeh Yisoid HaChamishi, this is the fifth of the Yisoidos, and on that is built the fifth Animamin, Animamin Be'emun HaShelema, Sha'avor Yisbar HaShemoy, Loi Levadoi Roi Lispalil, it is proper only to daven to him, Ve'en Roi Lispalil Lizulosoi, you shouldn't daven to anybody else. I Vazoi, have a difficulty. We say Machni Zerachem. We say these difficulties. We call on the Malachim to act as intermediaries between ourselves and our Kodesh Baruch. B'tzad acher, there are liars brought from Talmud Bavli, Nishtasa. One of them, and I just quote the one, it is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Dalad. Reb Yochanan says, La'olam, Yevake Shirachamim, Shiu Hakoma Amtsim Es Kochai, that all the and everything should invigorate and encourage the tefillah of a person. He shouldn't have any enemies upstairs. You don't make enemies upstairs. What does that mean, says Rashi? Rashi says, the malachim should help him to be mevakesh racham. Very clearly from the Rishonim again, Rashi, Pshat in Chazal, that one should go out of one's way to include the malachim in his tefillahs and help him along. Which would appear would be permissible. So we have certainly the Ramban, based on Yerushalmi, seems to say it's also. We have Rashi Mitzad Achev, based on the Bavli, it's not the only Gemara, seems to be Mutter. And we do. Now, I would like to take three different Mahalchim and show that the Emes all work in the same way, and it is why we are able to. But before we do that, we quote the Maharal. The Maharal is in the Sivas Olam, in the Siva HaAvoida, Perek Yud Beis, and it says, Anu Noyagim Loima Machnisei Rachamim, we are accustomed to say Machnisei Rachamim, Ve'ein Zeh Loyim, it is not proper, Ki Dovah Zeh Ki Ilu Mispalel El HaMalochim, this is as if we are davening to the angels, Sheyachnisu Rachameinu. And the Maharal says, no. This Shaila was also brought to the poskim of different zmanim, and the Chasam Sofer in Orachaim Kuf Samach Vav is approached with this Shaila, and he writes very interestingly. He writes, "Gam pizmoi malachi rachamim beslichus yud gimel midos ha'amuros b'chanino yesh limnoya." Chasam Sofer is not that happy. And listen to this, I love this little piece. Ach, machnisei rachamim, when it comes to the tefillah of machnisei rachamim slichos, darki, says the Chasam Sofer, it's my way, laharech benafinas apayim, to say tachnon in a lengthy way, ad sheyagi ashatz l'shoyim Yisrael, and then I get take my head up, and then it goes up with the tefillah. So, it's for Chasam Sofer again. It's not so clear at all that they are happy with this. The Moshe Feinstein Zechatal Ivocha was also approached with the Shaila in our door, in some of our door, some of the. In our door, Moshe Feinstein. He also asked the Shaila. It's in Ignus Moshe Chelik Ches, it's Orachaim Chelik Kesim and Mem Gimel Ois Vov. And there, he writes very interestingly, and we'll come back to the Moshe soon. He writes very interestingly that his father changed the nuschois of these tefillos, that they should not look as if you're davening to Malachim. Now, that wasn't the first person that did that. If you have a look, it's a very, very lengthy shtickle in the Mavoi of the Oitzah Tefillos, Siddur Oitzah Tefillos, in that Hagdama, he has a whole thing called Lami Mispalalim. Who do we daven to? And he looks at this subject in great detail. There's a long ikrim of Rabbi Yosef Alboy, and he goes through also changing the schois of these tefillos to make them in line that they shouldn't be davening to Malachim. However, we do have a Kabbalah Baal Peh. When Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was asked the Shaila, he actually very, very forcefully answered, She'ein l'shane shum minhag mi minhag avos. Don't change a minhag. But that's al pi hashmona. That's not what he writes in his sefer. He doesn't write that so clearly. But certainly the Shaila was brought to him. And also, we can see from the G'dayle Adayos that they weren't at all happy. So, I'd like to look at, very quickly, not very quickly, but clear enough, three drachim, which Be'emes seem to all point in the same direction. Firstly, there's a medrash brought by the Shibboleth HaLeket. Again, it quotes a medrash from Shir HaShirim, but it's not in our medrashim. It's brought down, for those interested in actually having a bit of a read about the subject, in the Hagdomos of the Arts called Slivus. Speaks about this subject as well. And he quotes the Shibboleth HaLeket with this medrash. The Knesset Yisrael say to the Malachim, says the Medrash, who stand at the Shari Tfilah and Shari Demois, it would appear in the heavenly spheres that are Malachim that stand in front of the Shari Tfilah and the Shari Demois, and the Knesset Yisrael approach them and ask them, bring my tfilas and my tears before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should act as advocates before him, that he should forgive Zedonis for Shkogos. And then the Medrash quotes the Pasuk in Eiv, well known Pasuk, Lam Gimel Chav Gimel, we use it in our Tefillahs as well. Im Yeshalov Malach Melitz Echad Mine Olev Lahagid La'odom Yoshroi, if there is for him an advocate, one advocate among a thousand, who will take his Tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch. Says the Shibboleth HaLeket, we can see from here very clearly, that Chazal said that there are Malachim who stand in the heavenly spheres, and they are there to take our tefillahs in, and the Knesset Yisrael approaches them and say, please, will you do this job for us? This fits in very, very beautifully with the Derech of Rav Moshe. The Derech of Rav Moshe is, in inverted commas, not for me to say, a shlichah chiddush, but it seems to fit in perfectly with what the Medrash is saying. And the Moshe says as follows, B'tam ha-matirim, and those people who permit it, and he adds this very, very important clause, Shehayu gam ken ga'oine Yisrael mirabayseinu ha-reshoinim. The people who actually authored these slichos were not katlakanya. They were g'doyle reshoinim. So, you know, they knew what they were saying, they knew the Yerushalmi, they knew the Shittas HaRambam and the Ramban, they knew everything we've said. For Afal Pikein, they wrote these tefillos. So they must have had good reason to say it's permitted. Mukhrachim loima, we are forced to say, Dekiven dehei malochim shnismanu ma'ashem yizborach. These malochim to whom we are addressing our requests have been employed and appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiyu Sangurim Oleinu, they should be a defense for us, Lefon of Me'ezatam, for whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit to make these malachim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, Rav Moshe, Af Shiyodeh Ba'atme Kol HaSangun Yoyos Me'hamalachim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself knows any defense greater than any malach. So what reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to actually create these malachim is beyond our comprehension. Me'ezetam, lochein, therefore, shaykh, it is correct, it is possible, shenavakshim, sheyaasu shlichusom, that we request that they do that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do. They should fulfill their shlichus. That is our tefillah. Machnisei rachme, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you to take my tefillahs in before him. Why he did that? Me'ezetam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did do that, therefore we can address our tefillos to them to ask them to do the job properly. That's what he says. They should do it by ahava, with love. And they should act on their own behalf perhaps and add defense on our behalf. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, Ba'al derag zeh humash yetiknu b'slichos u'v'piyutim. That is how we should understand how these people wrote the Slichos. So we have a Gedda here, and it fits in beautifully with the Medrash we just quoted, that there are these Malachim that stand, al Sharei Tfil of the Sharei Demois, that stand there, they are there, appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we address our Tfilis to them to do their job. The Rashbates on the Gemara in Shabbos also says a similar idea. As I say, these mahalchim all work together, and there's a very famous Gemara, She'ein l'shayl tzarcha b'loshna rami. We shouldn't address our requests to heaven in Aramaic, in Aramaic. Why? Says the Gemara, because Shem Malachi Asholes Makil Loshna Arami. So he says as follows. We normally understand Eina Kavona. The Kavona is not Sha'anu Mispalalin Malachi Asholes. That we dove into the Malachi Asholes. That cannot be Shai Kosova Rambam, a Peret Chelik that we just quoted. Shein Roy, Losim, Melitzim, Beinenu, Ben Akadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't put any intermediaries between Hashem and ourselves. It's also Chelik of Avodah Zarah. Ela HaKavona, says the Rashi. What is the Kavona? Achrei Shu Mispalel Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before you, after you have davened to Hashem, Tzrichim Anu Parak, Litzin Shiyim Letzu Aleinu Toivois. We need a defense counsel, we need an advocate to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimelis for us, Toivois. Ke'inyan, as we quoted the Pasuk in Eoi, Im Yeshloi Olof Malach Melis Echad Mine Elef. And therefore, if we daven in Arami, the Malachi Asheris won't understand our request. They won't be able to give any advocacy on our behalf. So again, the same idea that we're not davening to the Malach, we're actually addressing the Malach to do that job which they are there to do, which is to bring our tefillahs into our Kodesh Baruch. There is one further derech from a Heintiger Rishon. Reb Osher Weiss, Minchas Osher, and it's in his Sefer on the Mayadim, Rosh Hashanah, Siman Aleph, again, worth a perusal, he goes to all the Mekolos, and he says, if you are Medayel in the Loshen of the Rishonim, especially in the Ramban that we quoted, you will see that he clearly writes and keeps writing, Bederech Avodah, serving them. Serving somebody means you invest in them, that you believe in their power and ability. You invest in them, Elohus, Miloshen El, power, Elohim. I have power within my hand. We invest in them, Elohus, we invest in them power and ability to do our wishes. That's Avodah, and that's Avodah Zorah, if we turn to Malachim and say, you are all powerful, and you can do this. But we are Mavakesh, making a request. A request is a different thing entirely. To request something from somebody, I don't invest you with power. I request you to do the job. Bederach Moshel, not a brilliant Moshel. But a Derech Moshel is a postal service. I request they deliver my letter. I don't invest any powers in them. And they don't do the job particularly well at times, you know? I'm not investing them with Elohus. When I invest somebody through a Derech Avodah, that is awesome. When I request, that is Mutter. The Derech from one of our Achroinim now. And he finishes off with our kosher, ein shemetz avoda ve'ein boy isaklal. She paskins, posik, one of our big paskins today, ein shemetz avoda in this, ve'ein boy isaklal. Just to finish off, there are at least three other areas of investigation that actually touch on what we've spoken about this morning. And that is as follows. Whether we can approach the Mesim to be mispalal on our behalf. It's also a very valid question. And there, we see from a Gemara in Tanis Tesayin that it seems to be perfectly permissible, because there's a Shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara advocates that we go to the Beis Olam on a Tanis Tzibah. And it says, Lama Yotzin the Beis HaKvaras. So there's a machlokus between Rabbi Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina. One says, Hare Anu Cheshuvim Lefanecha Kameisim. We should feel ourselves to be on that level. Chad Oma Kadei Sheyevakshu Aleinu Meisim Rachamim. In order the Meisim should ask for Rachmanos on our behalf. The Sefer Chassidim in Ois Tof Nun that says one is certainly allowed to ask the Mason to daven on our behalf. We can see it from a pasuk in the Torah from Kolev ben Yefune who davened at Chevron. However, having said all that, the Maharal in the Nesivos I quoted is not so clear that he likes it too much. But on the face of it, that is one Shaila. The second Shaila area is Noigea to what we've spoken about, is whether you can ask another human being to daven on your behalf. Please be mispallel. You go to the Tzaddik, be mispallel on my behalf. Again, the Chasam Sofer, in his tshuva that we quoted earlier, gives a beautiful answer. And he says, of course you can. He says, Ach kol Yisrael shutvim. All of Klal Yisrael is one. V'guf echol v'nefesh echol. We're all one body and all one soul. Because echol mistayel, when a person has trouble, gam chaveilim margish, his cover feels it. At least should feel it. Ki iru gam hu choyla, as if he himself is ill and unwell. V'kivin sheshneim b'tzar, if both of them are in pain, toiv yoseh sheyechonis ha'roish v'sheyechonis ha'regel. And he says the moshel is the head and the foot. If you've got a tzaddik who is the head, somebody who's not on that madrega, certainly the person to be mispalel should be the tzaddik. So one could certainly go along and ask a tzaddik to daven on your behalf if necessary, and there's no problem with that. The other derech in understanding that is based on a chazal. We've got a clear chazal, kol sheyesh lo chole b'seich pesoy, yelech etzel chochmi vachish lo v'rachamim. If a person, unfortunately, has got somebody sick, should go to a tzaddik and ask. And again, it would work very beautifully with this Chasam Sofer, that we're kol yisrael arevim zeh lazeh, and we all feel for each other, and therefore we're davening be'emes, davening for ourselves. And then that touches on the other Maamar Chazal, kol mespal ba'chaveru hu tzorech v'yisadovu hu nena tzchila, and how that will work. And the third element is giving brachas, to go by a tzaddik to ask for a bracha. So you've got Hamalach ha'goy lois mikorah, who Yevorech es ha'odim? You've got here Yaakov Avinu seems to ask a malach to be Mevorech. Ayachayim HaKadosh says it doesn't refer to a malach, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and doesn't use that posuk as a raya. Then you've got Kosev Orchis B'nai Yisrael, and as the posuk finishes off, V'somu Shmi'a B'nai Yisrael Ba'ani Avorechayim. So Koranim are only a conduit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachos. And be'emes, that would be the derech of understanding it, is that when you go to a tzaddik for a vacha, he is be'erem as being mispalel on your behalf. And as we said, tefillah works. So I'm mispalel on behalf of the person who needs it, the tzaddik mispalel. It is also interesting to note, though, agav, that the Vilna Gaon and his great Talmud of Chaim Volozhin did not say Baruchuni L'Sholoim on Friday nights, because it was addressed to the Malachim. The Mefarshim say that is because of the element of Bechira, that a Malach has no Bechira, therefore he can't do anything out of his own abilities to give you a bracha, yes to give you a bracha, not to give you a bracha. That's open to debate, and Rabbi Yaakov Endem also on Friday night in the Siddur seems to appear to say that his father didn't say anything before the Kiddush. He didn't make any of these requests. So that's why I can't have a. So, it is a very, very long sugya. I'll try to do a little bit of justice. The Maamar Makomos I've given you a kedai to have a look at. Certainly, the Itzar Tfilas, the Menachas Osher. A lot of what I've said comes directly from his Bekirs, the Maharal, in the Sivas. All these people speak about it. It's a lengthy topic. We should all be Zoha. The Artifilas should come before the Balarachimim. We should all be safe to Hashem and Tova. All is good for all of us. Be as good. Okay.